At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warm up from the hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Seats with myself, Greg Spears, and now a part of the Beats and Family podcast, and we've got a tremendous podcast for you. It's in the second segment, we're going to be joined by Eli Becker, the founder of HXCBB. We've got a lot to talk about as we're going to be talking a little bit about international guys and their impact on the game of college basketball and how West Coast schools have really been adapting a little bit more to bringing in international talent to be able to help themselves out. And this actually winds up going in relation to a gentleman over at South Florida by the name of Russell Chua, a 7-footer that currently not able to get back into the country. Is this a circumstance that we are going to be expecting to see a little bit more from? What's happening with that? We're going to be talking with them about what is happening on the Chua front. Also going to be talking about Slick Rick Stansberry bringing in Emmanuel Acott. What does that mean for Western Kentucky? What does that mean for Memphis? Because Emmanuel Acott, it looked like, was transferring to Memphis. They wind up losing out on him. Are we going to be seeing more ripples in terms of the transfer portal as a result of that as well? So we got a lot of takeaways on that front. So a jam-packed conversation with Eli as to just all the happenings in college basketball in the second segment. And the final segment, going to give you guys a little bit of a recapper as to what we've seen in college basketball over the last 24 hours. The Emmanuel Acott news broke very, very late on Monday, so I'll rehash that a little bit in the final segment as well. And if you do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at @GNN_41. Keep in mind, letters CM, name does not matter. As per usual, please send these into the timeline. The other way, it is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I've got the look ahead today on VSiN from 1 to 4 a.m. Eastern time, so I'm going to keep this a little bit shorter. Did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, so on the other side, we get into it with our good friend Eli Becker of HXCBB right here on Coast to Coast Seats with myself, Greg Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Abe Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And always great to be joined by this guest as Eli Becker does an absolutely amazing job as the founder and pretty much operator of HeatCheckCBB, does an amazing job taking a look at the game of college basketball. He also does some great work over there at All Access Network along with Athletic Director Yu. He, much like myself, out here on the West Coast, and to be able to follow Eli on Twitter, as that is last name, Becker, B-O-E-T-T-G-E-R, and then an underscore in his first name, Eli. And my good friend, Eli, it is great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Greg. It's always a good time.
It is always a good time. And over the last 48 hours or so, we've been seeing a lot going on in college basketball. And one thing that I found out from scouring social media is that you never want to count out Slick Rick Stansberry, as Emmanuel Akot, who last season was a very solid guard for a Boise State team that made the NCAA tournament, nice 6'8", do-it-all sort of player. He is going to be heading now to Western Kentucky, and I don't know if I could put Western Kentucky out of UAB in Conference USA, but I think Conference USA now has two teams that can legitimately make the NCAA tournament as an at-large, and I think that battle is going to be very interesting, and I also do think that this winds up hurting Memphis a little bit as well, because that's where he was set to go to. And now losing him at this portion of the offseason, that's a pretty big blow.
Yeah, it is. This is a pretty substantial story to be coming in late August as far as roster movement is concerned. Emmanuel Akot is more valuable than what even his statistics would suggest. And his statistics certainly aren't bad by any means. But I recently spoke with Leon Rice, the Boise State head coach, and he talked about the impact that Akot had on Boise State this past season. The Broncos, of course, went on to clinch both the regular season and the conference tournament titles over in the Mountain West, and he was extremely impactful in that role. He was kind of this point wing type guy. He was able to distribute, is able to attack, and most importantly, He also could hit from the perimeter at an extremely high rate, shot 38% from deep this past season. The Canadian native makes his way now over to Western Kentucky, which is an interesting fit because this is an extremely loaded roster that Rick Stansbury has assembled. I'm very intrigued to see how this team looks this season. Western Kentucky has several notable non-conference matchups. They will take on Louisville and South Carolina on the road as high major opponents. They also have some pretty capable high major teams that they'll be facing in addition to a solid Conference USA slate. But kind of as you touched on, Western Kentucky and UAB, those are the top two front runners in this conference. And I think if you were to ask prior to this news, I'd say, while Western Kentucky is probably looking like an NIT team, there was a pretty substantial gap between the UAB and Western Kentucky talent level. A lot of people are considering at least giving UAB some top 30, top 35 pub as it relates to the preseason polls. But I do think this narrows the gap between the two programs. Western Kentucky is loaded on paper, and while we have said that before with Rick Stansbury, this is probably his best shot to reach the NCAA tournament that he's had at Western Kentucky. And to be honest, for him, this is kind of trying to get the monkey off his back. Western Kentucky continually has had the best, if not one of the best rosters in the Conference USA. Stansbury has yet to get this team into the NCAA tournament. So this is shaping up to be a very intriguing matchup now between Western Kentucky and UAB. And as we've seen, this conference has generated some Cinderellas in recent years. We've seen a number of these teams go on and win games into the NCAA tournament. And even last year with North Texas running through Conference USA, they dominated. They went 16-2 in conference, and then they ended up slipping up in the Conference USA tournament. So we may say that it's a two-team race right now, but overall, you just never know in the Conference USA. And of course, on Memphis' side, that was looking like a very talented roster with Kendrick Davis moving over as an in-conference transfer. I do think this hurts Memphis' depth. I still think they're probably looking like an at-large caliber team. I still think that there's quite a bit of depth there behind Kendrick Davis. They also have DeAndre Williams, who's a great talent, Chandler Lawson, KO, who's another talented transfer coming in as well. So I do think it limits Memphis's overall ceiling, but it is, as you said, a really intriguing move that impacts a number of programs overall.
Yep, and it all wound up coming back to the fact that Rick Stansbury was in on the Keontae Johnson sweepstakes, did not wind up getting Keontae Johnson. So instead, he, for lack of a better term, winds up poaching Emmanuel Aycott away from Memphis. So we have seen a lot of roster movement here in the last few days. It's going to be on the podcast. We do wind up having Eli Becker, who does an amazing job over there at Heat Check CBB. And do you think that we might wind up seeing some more moves that have come out of this? Because I mean, directly what wound up happening with Keontae Johnson going to Kansas State, and that helps out Kansas State. I still don't think that they're an NCAA tournament team just because they play in the Big 12, and the Big 12 is brutal. Someone winds up having to take losses out there, and I still think that Kansas State, they're just still a tier down from the likes of Texas Tech, Kansas, Texas. You're able to go down the list of all these incredible teams. Heck, Oklahoma, I think, is going to be in for a very good year this season. I still think that they're a tier down from them. But do you think that we might wind up seeing another move directly correlated to this? Because now Memphis is going to be looking to fill that roster spot, now left behind by Emmanuel Aycott, and then Jameer Young, who it looked like was coming over from SMU, he decommitted over the last few days as well.
There are so many domino moves that can happen. I do think that as it relates to this one this past week, I do think this is more of a one-off. I will say that at this point, for the most part, the transfer portal has been all but decided. But I think what we could potentially see and have seen over the weeks and the months are some of these high school recruits who may be class of 2023 that could end up reclassifying into the class of 2022, which we have seen for, to be quite honest, some pretty notable guys this offseason alone. Duke with Tyrese Proctor, he was a guy who was able to be classified to the 2022 class. Arizona, meanwhile, was able to get Keelan Boswell to transfer back to the 2022 class. He was originally slated to be in 2023. As far as speculating about who that could potentially be, I do think that that is more of a challenge at this point. But as far as the substantial moves, and this is ultimately why something like Emmanuel Aycott changing teams in late August, given his caliber, is kind of a rare story, because once we hit late July, early August, for the most part, these rosters are all but set. But I would say keeping an eye on a potential move like a high school player reclassifying, those things typically come up in rumors before they become official. So keeping tabs on something like that is probably of the utmost significance. But as far as dominoes, kind of as you put it, it is pretty interesting to see how some of these moves come to be. And honestly, in this situation with Keontae Johnson now going to Kansas State, as you said, that could create kind of a domino effect beyond that. But ultimately, I think that for the most part, it's not going to impact a ton on the overall landscape of college basketball this upcoming season.
I do agree with you there. I do think that we have probably seen a little bit of a slowdown there, but also something that I'm taking a look at, and it's going to be interesting to see if this is a one-off or not. We wound up seeing this come out on Tuesday, and you just never want to see a story like this. But Russell Chua, 7-footer who plays for South Florida, last year he was able to give the team 6 rebounds per contest. Wasn't necessarily the dominator on offense, but fair to say South Florida has not had very dominant offense ever since Brian Gregory has taken over the program, and I'm putting it as politely as I can because they were dead last in the country in terms of three-point shooting percentage. But Russell Chua was competing for his native country of Cameroon. It sounded like his father was dealing with a bout of COVID as well, so he was dealing with quite a bit over there in his native country. And right now he's, from everything I'm reading, been flagged from coming back into the country, from being able to get back to South Florida. What has been happening with this ordeal, and could we wind up finding more players in this ordeal? Because, I mean, it's just one of those things that you don't want to see, and if South Florida is without Russell Chua, that's going to put them behind the eight ball in a pretty significant way.
This is a pretty big story that maybe not isn't with the most household name in Russell Chua, but it is a big story in that this is a starter-level player in one of the top 6, 7, 8 leagues in America. And kind of as you put it, it's a very big deal because of a possible ripple effect, or we may see this happening with other international products. But I've spoken with coaches this offseason, interviewed different head coaches, and they have had similar situations where they have international players who either returned home to play in FIBA events, or returned home to visit family. Obviously, a lot of these players have not been able to visit family over the last handful of years because of COVID reasons. There are so many moving factors when it comes to many of these foreign-born players that returning home and coming back sometimes is met with a lot of paperwork, and that takes time. And I would imagine, without knowing the ins and outs of this situation, that it probably gets resolved eventually. But even still, this isn't something that is completely out of left field from what I've heard from other coaches. There are some issues with some of these players trying to return home from their native countries, and a lot of it has to do with visas, paperwork, and just different things along those lines. So all you can really do is hope that this situation gets resolved and that Chua is able to return to the United States and compete this upcoming season for South Florida. But in the meantime, it is a very legitimate situation that I don't think people fully realize how common it is or could become around college sports.
I do agree with you there. I do think that it is a very unfortunate situation, but it is something that needs to be on the radar a little bit. And we've seen more and more international players wind up coming over and being able to have a lot of success. I feel like Lauri Markkanen was able to do a very solid job of being able to be a little bit of a trailblazer for this. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Eli Becker, does an amazing job over there at HeatCheck CBB. And as a matter of fact, we wound up seeing someone for a team over there in your state in Washington. They wound up getting an international product of their own. Now, I am sure that I'm going to wind up saying the gentleman's last name incorrectly, but they wind up picking up a little bit of a 6'6" combo guard from the Europe, which should be able to help them out a little bit more moving forward. But these international products coming over and being able to have a lot of success, it's becoming a little bit more of the norm. And I do think that it's been so intriguing that while we take a look and we think that college basketball might be getting hurt by X, Y, and Z, it's actually become a circumstance in which we're seeing more and more guys actually coming over from overseas, and it feels like the talent pool has actually grown for college basketball over the last 10 years.
It certainly has, and the game has become more global over the years, and you think about the icons and superstars in the NBA right now, and a lot of those players are foreign-born players. Of course, that's making its way to the college level as well, and we've seen coaches who have had massive successes with international products. Guys pretty much from anywhere across the globe have pretty significant impacts. And even beyond that, we've also seen coaches who have created pipelines for particular countries. One of them that comes to mind is St. Mary's and their long-term success that they've had with Australia. We've seen Davidson implement rosters that upwards of 8, 9, 10 players are foreign-born. Arizona now is pulling in a recruiting class that is extremely high on foreign-born talent. A lot of these guys coming from Europe, Eastern Europe, some even in Nordic countries. But I do think that the possible route here, and I've spoken with some coaches who have alluded to this in their recruiting methods, is that in large part, when you have a top 100, top 200 American recruit, the consensus is unless you are a high major program or one of the San Diego States or Daytons of the world, a lot of those recruits oftentimes are somewhat unattainable. But when it comes to international recruiting, another guy I would throw into the mix here is Todd Golden, who had a very heavily foreign-born presence on his San Francisco roster this past season. A lot of these coaches realize that there is kind of hidden gems that can be outside of the United States. And that is kind of a way that some of these programs are able to minimize that talent gap. So it's a fascinating thing to watch. And I do think that we will see more and more of it in the coming years and the coming seasons. But for the meantime, it's just another pathway towards doing your homework and understanding that these international guys, they might not be the biggest names upon arrival in the United States, but before you know it, they are ultimately some of the most impactful players in the sport, and a lot of them are able to move on to the next level. So I think overall, it just continues to grow the game, and it just makes following college basketball that much more interesting.
And the name that was escaping me, Kamani Huynsinu. He's a 6'6" French guard. He is going to Washington State. So just to be able to tie up that little bit of a loose end there. And when it comes to a lot of these foreign-born players, I'm not sure if you notice this, but it's been a lot of the West Coast programs have been doing so, because we even see it with Arizona. I mentioned Lowry Markin a little bit earlier. Adama Ball looks like he's going to be playing a bigger role for this team this season. Gonzaga certainly has jumped aboard. They have been able to pull in some international guys. We're seeing it with Washington State right now. St. Mary's, they've got the Australian pipeline. I'm not sure if you've been noticing this or not, but it feels like with a lot of these schools out there on the West Coast, they've been adapting a lot more to this. Heck, someone like a So that wanted going over there to UC Santa Barbara wound up tearing it up for them as well. It just feels like with regards to West Coast programs, they look a little bit more for these international guys, and it has panned out for so many of them.
Yeah, I think in many ways in sports is like this overall. It really is kind of an imitation sort of sport or an imitation league. And once you see particular programs have success with a method or with a roster construction formula or what have you, other coaches, they don't want to fall behind. And so we've seen it. I think Gonzaga, as you touched on, is one of the prominent programs in that arena as far as building on international talent. And of course, to little surprise, Tommy Lloyd, who for years was Mark Few's right-hand man at Gonzaga, that he was pretty much the czar of acquiring international talent on the recruiting trails and then also developing that talent into some of the game's icons and the biggest names in the sport over the last decade or so. When, of course, to little surprise, that's exactly what Arizona has done under his leadership in the head coaching job. There are several players on this year's roster, I think at least upwards of 6 or 7 that are foreign-born. A lot of them will have major impacts this upcoming season, and we're seeing it more and more and time again. And in doing some research over the course of this offseason, we have a program like Grand Canyon, which is bringing in some international talent, and they have the very first Indonesian-born player to play in Division I basketball this upcoming season, Derek Michaels Zabiero. So that's another story to watch, but we're seeing different players who are popping up and arriving from different parts of the globe, and I think, as I alluded to earlier, it's just another way to follow and grow the game, and it just makes things that much more interesting as a college hoops fan.
I do agree with you. I do think that it's very good to be able to take a look at this, and I know that, Eli, you're doing a great job of just being able to take a look at the game, everything that is happening in general in the game of college basketball. I'm doing a great job of it over there at HXCBB, and I know that you guys have a whole bunch on tap, so let the good people at home know how they're able to follow you on social media and just a little bit of a taste of what the people can expect moving forward from each XCBB, because I know there's going to be a lot in the next few months leading up to the upcoming college basketball season.
Yeah, we're really excited. Later this week, we're going to be dropping a pretty huge announcement on our channels on HeatCheckCBB.com and our social media channels at HeatCheckCBB. So we can't spoil it quite yet, but we've got a big announcement coming up and a substantial project we've been working on this summer. So we're really excited to release and announce that. And of course, as we start to count down the weeks and months as we get closer to the college basketball season, you can keep it posted on all of those channels as we look and continue to preview for this upcoming season, which should absolutely be a good one.
Yep, it is going to be an amazing one. We've been seeing a lot going down this off season, and Eli doing a great job of keeping his finger on the pulse of all of it. And it is always great to get our good friend Eli on the podcast. Big thanks to him for joining me right here on Cuz Cuz Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Coming in next, we did see quite a bit happen in college basketball over the last 24 hours, and I wound up having the Emmanuel Acott news break on me very, very late when I was trying to upload this, so we're going to be recapping all that next.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you gotta think, he's gonna guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's gonna guard.
He's gonna guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's gonna guard. And then on top of that,
guard like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Always great to be able to get Eli Becker on the show. He provides absolutely amazing content over there at HXCBB. On top of that, All Access Network, Athletic Director U, list goes on and on. Guy is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to college basketball, which is why I love getting him on so much. So a big thanks to Eli for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast that give you a little bit of a recap as to all the news and notes that we've seen in college basketball over the last 24 hours. Pretty much more like the last 28 hours, because we have to touch upon the fact that Emmanuel Aycott, he was at Boise State last season, had decided that he was going to be going to Memphis, and now he's going to Western Kentucky. Talked about this a little bit with Eli, but I do think that it's a loss for Memphis. I've still got them number two in my projector of finish in the American. I'll be doing that conference preview a little bit later on this offseason, and no doubt having Kendrick Davis in the fold at Boise State, that winds up being able to help them out a little bit. But Slick Rick has been able to build up a very, very good lineup for this team. Davion McKnight, who is coming back from last season, he was averaging right around 16 points, more than 5 rebounds, more than 5 assists per game. That is big. You wind up having Jamarian Sharp, literally the tallest player in all of college basketball at 7'5", had more than 4.5 blocks per game. He is back at Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky has been able to do a great job of being able to recruit some talent. Now, when it comes to UAB, I still have them a very, very slight notch above Western Kentucky, because UAB, they do such a good job of being able to generate steals. They wind up bringing back Jelly Walker, I feel like is the best pure scorer in this conference. But Deontay Allen coming in along with Christian Lander, these are good buy low guys that are former top 100 recruits, with Allen coming in from Kentucky, Christian Lander, a guy that Rui classified a few years ago at Indiana, could not wind up finding his footing there. Western Kentucky might have one of the biggest upsides of any team in college basketball. This is very intriguing. And now you wind up adding a guy in Aycott who at 6'8", shot in the high 30s from three-point range, was able to put in there a little bit over 10 points per contest, solid rebounder, is able to give out right around 3 assists per contest, began his career at Arizona, absolutely knocked it out of the park. Our good friend Slick Rick did. He wound up losing out on Keontae Johnson, wasted no time bringing in a talented player in Mr. Aycott. This is very big for them. And what else is very big is the fact that Russell Chua is currently not back in the country, as he was spending some time playing for the national team while he was over there in Cameroon. I mentioned it a little bit earlier with Eli, the fact that it sounded like his father was going through a little bit of a bout of COVID as well. And then when he tried to get back into the country, he wound up getting flagged. We don't necessarily know all the details as to what's going on with this, but with Chua, if he can't wind up getting back for South Florida, that's going to be a big loss, because he was looked at as the main post presence for this team last season at 8 points, 5.7 boards per contest. Someone who, I mean, figuratively and literally at 7 feet tall, 260 pounds, does a good job of being able to clog the lane. Not necessarily too much of a shot blocker despite his size, but a big fulcrum piece for a South Florida team that they traditionally play super duper slow. They were dead last in all of college basketball last season in terms of 3-point shooting percentage. I do think that that's going to turn around a little bit, just because, for one, it's hard to shoot 25% from 3-point range in back-to-back seasons. You're bound to get a couple of those shots to wind up going for you. But also with South Florida, they did a good job in the transfer portal, bringing in Tyler Harris, a good sharpshooter for this team. But if they don't wind up having Russell Chua back down low, they're really going to be looking to 6'6" Keyshawn Bryant, who did wind up having 5+ rebounds per game a few seasons ago at South Carolina for a lot of production. Probably not a place where they want to be. UNC Wilmington is in a place where they did wind up losing their top scorer from last season and quite a bit of last year's roster, so they wind up bringing in Victor Eno. He was able to put up some numbers last season at Marist. He was able to start in 14 games, but was more of a little bit of a defensive stopper. Only about 3 points per contest, 4.5 rebounds per game, so that'll help out a UNCW team that sometimes they did wind up having a little bit of a tough time on the glass because overall their rebound rate was solid, but they didn't have that one guy that was able to be necessarily that big post presence at 6'7", 250 pounds. Ironically enough, another gentleman that began his career at Memphis, that should be able to fortify things for them a little bit down low. Kason Rouse, he was playing last season at Eastern Washington. He's decided that he's going to go down to the non-D1 level and play for Seattle Pacific. Someone that a few seasons ago actually wound up putting up big numbers over there at Eastern Washington as well. 2019-20 season, when it was still Shiante Leggins in the fold. 6.5 points per contest, shot 38.5% from three-point range. So a little bit shocking that under the new regime, he couldn't find his footing. So said he's going to be going down to the non-D1 level. Very easy for your handicap. All you need to note is that he is no longer in the fold. Cross him off your list of guys that you need to evaluate and move on. Able to do that with Stevie Smith as well. Played in 18 games for Abilene Christian last season with 2.5 points per contest. Someone that was a little bit more of, once again, a defensive stopper, because that's seemingly everyone over there at Abilene Christian. He decided that he is going to be playing for the Jets of Newman for this upcoming season. Then we did wind up seeing an international gentleman, Andrati Adronikashvili, decide that he is going to be going and he's going to be playing internationally. This one wound up breaking actually a few days ago, but he was at Creighton and he was one of the most highly touted international prospects that we had seen in quite a while. Just could never wind up getting out there on the floor for Creighton at a torn ACL that costed him. The 2020-21 season was someone that wound up playing about 14 minutes per contest this last year at Creighton, but was not much of a scorer, only about 2 points per contest. Had a unique skill set in that he was able to shoot threes as a 6'4", a little bit of a do-it-all player, but was not necessarily too accurate on those threes. He's going to play professionally. Cannot really blame him there. It felt like college was not necessarily the world's greatest fit, so being able to make some money, being a little bit closer to home, makes all the sense in the world for our good friend Rati Adronikashvili. Wish him absolutely nothing but the best, but when it comes to making money, I'm going to do nothing but my absolute best to be able to find that all season long. Bets are won during the college basketball season. They're done through great prep time, and that's what we're doing right now. You guys have heard a lot of conference previews thus far. We've got the Patriot League and the SoCon coming up within the next 10 days. I'm going to be working hard on those, and then we're going to be working our way through giving all 32 conferences a preview. And if you do like what you're hearing from this time podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer this in. First one is my Twitter timeline, @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letters M, maybe does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks once again to Eli Becker of HXCBB for joining me in the last segment. I'll be coming at you guys every single day throughout the college basketball season with picks and analysis on those, and then here in the offseason, all the conference previews and the news and notes of college basketball. So I come at you guys 365 days a year on a normal year. Leap year's 366. So I'll chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.